Hey everyone, this is Patrick, also known as Bruce Banner, also known as the Incredible Hulk. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going through all of the MCU, from Phase 1 on, and letting the dice fall where they may. This week, we have...
Leon as Tony Stark.
Callie playing Pepper Potts.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
I'm Tim Bannock, the Watcher. And I'll be the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
This is absolutely the Ironmonger armor, which is basically the Mark I armor, but kind of bolted metal plates on and a little bit more bulky. And Obadiah calls out from the loudspeaker of this thing as he's coming through the floor in this armor. He says, "Where is Stark right now? I need to know." And just as suddenly as all of this is happening, he gets hit by an impact. Something slams into him,
and
he's like halfway through the floor yelling at you, asking where Tony is, when he gets pulled back underneath and thrown across the room that's beneath you, and you see this absolutely incomprehensibly monstrous form that you've only seen a few blurry photos of. It looks like the Abomination. Has tackled the Ironmonger armor and has thrown it to the ground.
What did we do to this film series?
You got messed up, man.
Oh my gosh. So I was in my penthouse suite, whatever. Okay. Obadiah came up. I don't think I hung up with Tony as much as I was like, I gotta go because there's too much going on. So I imagine Tony's hearing all this. I imagine he heard Obadiah asking, like, where is he? And then Abomination came up and is like fighting with Ironmonger right now.
Yeah, so that literally all happens in the span of.
Oh boy, I'm getting out of there. I am running away. I'm not hanging up with Tony still, but I'm running out. Like, that is my first priority, is to get away from these monsters.
Well, that's not the badass Pepper Potts we know.
Okay, a lamp.
Grab your lamp. Get in there.
Here's what we'll do. Tony puts on the Iron Man suit, and to practice, Pepper has a line of lamps in a training montage later, and she sees which one has the integrity to damage the suit. And then they've already Smart. Done that as practice for her to work out her aggression, so she knows her taser and her lamp will not work.
Fair.
Also, the floor is crumbling beneath me. So, yeah, no, we're right. Booking it out of there. We're getting away. And I try to do it like I'm trying not to draw attention to myself as I do it. Like, my priority is just to get as far away as possible, and then I will deal with talking to Tony.
Okay, that seems entirely reasonable.
Can you imagine how terrifying it would be for your, like, the floor of your hotel to just sort of like that alone and crumbling?
Yeah.
And as far as I know, Abomination is there for me too. So, like, yeah, I'm just getting out of there. Like, I'm not dealing with this. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You see Abomination, the Abomination, we'll call it the Abomination, it tackles the Ironmonger armor, throws it to the ground, and then it begins just pummeling at it. It looks like he's just trying to, like, tear through the armor to get to Stain. And you hear Stain, you know, crying out in alarm as this thing is overpowering him. You're moving out of the penthouse suite. Where are you headed to? Stairwells, elevator, window? Like,
whatever's going to get me down as fast as possible. Like,
okay.
And I want to hit the alarms and stuff on the way to clear the building again. This poor hotel. I assume it's Stark owned, so it's fine. But like, so I'm hitting alarms and stuff as I go to get make sure that it's evacuated again.
Okay. Yeah, you strike one of the alarms as you run towards the bank of elevators that are kind of like a little bit further away from where they're centrally located on the floor. Elevators apparently in this game are like super fast. So we'll go with
unless it's a Stark elevator, then that one takes 8.5 minutes to go upstairs. So.
Yeah. It's only going up though, going down for some reason so much faster.
Gravity assisted.
Yeah, right.
Energy efficient.
So yeah, you start heading towards the bank of elevators as the two of them are in pitched battle with each other. Rhodey.
Yes.
So you're basically on the phone at this point. Get these alarms, and then you hear the impact, and you can look out your window across the way to this happening. At a hotel that's, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I was calling Tony.
Okay. So, Tony, you are already on one call, which sounds like it's going a little sideways, when a second call for Modi is coming in. What do you do?
So, unfortunately, I didn't ask this question the first time. Where's my armor? Please don't say Queens.
I was just going to ask where it was.
I imagine it would be still at the hotel since it takes a little while to get into and out of, and you've had, unless you had a reason to bring it with you to meet up with Bruce.
Can I retcon something? I thought of it before that question was asked.
Sure. What?
I want Pepper to run. She's on the phone with Tony. I want Pepper to actually run into his room and get the suit and yell at him to tell Jarvis to let me wear it.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. You hit the alarm and you're headed into his suite, which is across the way from yours.
Yeah. Cause I know they're not here. I know they're far away. And it can even be in like whatever, like, but it's like, I need this armor. It's the only thing that kind of worked last time.
Yeah. So you're on your way into his suite. So okay. Armor to be gotten. So Tony. You're getting a second phone call.
Tony, wait, tell okay. Jarvis to let me put the armor on.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm going to actually retcon something. And I'm going to have it where I told Pepper to go to my room. So I had Jarvis get the armor prepared in the room. But don't clap yet. Don't clap yet.
Tony, remember, this is now like a week or so after the events of the hotel attack, or the hotel rampage. So I don't know if that changes anything for you, but I am giving you that as a, you know, you can take with that as you will.
Okay. So have I been, so the meta question is, have I been working since that time?
And I'll leave that answer to you.
Okay. I get on the phone with Jarvis, or get on the old horn with Jarvis, and I say, Jarvis, dispatch the rescue armor.
Here it comes.
Yay! Except I know what happens first with it.
There's that.
Yup.
But Tony, why can't I just wear yours?
I'm guessing that would probably be... That armor would probably be located in probably my lab in New York, right? It wouldn't be like hanging out in my hotel room. I'm just using my hotel room.
Yeah, it probably
room
wouldn't be
the
in
location.
The hotel room, but it would be probably on the Stark Expo grounds and like, because you have facilities there. So you would have access to stuff to build things like this. So absolutely, it would be on the grounds. So very close by.
I mean, Pepper's still running to his room for his armor though, because she doesn't know what those words mean.
Right.
So. And she's like, why aren't you answering me?
So I will say this.
Ring,
actually,
ring.
One,
ring, ring, ring.
One, Rhodey, not now! I use the Siri auto message where it's like, on the phone, call you right back.
I just look at it like, what?
So one thing that I was actually, I've been diving deep into, sadly, this week, was all the armor stuff and how the different armor functions. So actually realizing though, like one of the big things, and this is maybe getting too much into it, maybe something we should have discussed offline, but the whole concept of the armor just opening up and being able to go in, that actually doesn't become available until pretty far, like a little bit further down the thing where it doesn't use that.
Right, but I think one of the things we mentioned with the you mentioned like the canopy ejection system and all that stuff, which is more like an exit thing. I think for the rescue armor, the purpose of the rescue armor is to rescue someone as quickly as possible, yeah. Right? So I think this would be the prototype for that. So I'm absolutely okay with that working as noted.
Okay. All right, cool. So that launches.
Do you answer the roadie call?
And while that's going on, Pepper's like, Iron Man, open Jarvis, make it open.
She's smacking it.
Where's the on button? I don't, like, is it Retina?
Yeah, I know his password.
Yeah, I know. I should have access to this.
I say, Pepper, just get to the room. Stay safe. And I answer the literal call to action that is on the other line right now.
I just go, Tony, do you have one of your suits crashing into a hotel room?
Yeah, that's not me. Pepper is up in the, she's getting, running to my room. I'm going to get her out, get the hotel empty.
Wait, if it's not you, then who is it?
I do know, actually. Sorry. It's Stain in whatever armor he was showing off at the expo.
Okay. Okay, we're on it.
And Pepper's right. Calling Tony back because Jarvis isn't opening the armor. Can
I just pick up a second phone? Just like
you don't have to answer. That's just what she is doing. It's like, come on.
What's the status of the rescue armor? Hang up. Thanks, Rudy. Sorry.
Okay, so let's cut back and forth here. So Rudy, you hang up the phone, and Coulson sends you the message that he's got a SHIELD team on the way, mm-hmm. to the hotel. You are obviously seeing what, you know, pretty much what I described across the way. You can literally see the impact blows of these right. two giant forms, you know, beating the hell out of each other in this hotel. What do you want to do?
I only got alerts about the Ironmonger suit, right? There I haven't really gotten anything about the Abomination.
Correct.
All right. I am going to message Coulson back, just saying, send more teams. We've got the Abomination here too.
Send more cops.
Do I get on the 7 train at this point to get to Queens? That's the express train.
You're at a Stark facility, so you got a private helicopter.
Oh,
come on.
And Stark. I'll send that message to Coulson. I'll say we gotta get the building evacuated, and then I'm gonna just text Tony, say bring Banner.
What? No, absolutely not. That went so horribly. I literally just respond via text message with WTF.
I say his big cousin is here.
So I tell Bruce that, hey, pal. So,
and soothingly,
hey, how are you doing?
Hey, guy. Hey, bud. So we're dealing with a couple issues back at the expo. It's logistic mm-hmm. stuff, probably around, you know, changing mm-hmm. in schedules. Why don't you hang out here and keep looking through all the different stuff? See, we were following that lead, like, you know, doing a good
work on my project.
Yeah,
my Betty project.
Work on that. That all sounds right. good. Keep yourself busy. Stay off the television, and we'll be good.
Uh-huh. Stay off the television.
Yeah, good television. It's not inconsequential what I just said. So I go up to the. I don't know. I forget if. I feel like rooftop helicopters were banned in Manhattan. So I go to the
Marvel verse. Come on, this is Marvel. Yeah. Like if you can't get a private helicopter,
hospitals definitely had them.
Didn't they just have like jets land at Stark Tower and stuff like
daily?
That's, yeah. That is true. Okay, So I walk upstairs to Happy Hogan, who's also a helicopter pilot in this universe.
He is a pilot, yeah.
Is he a pilot?
Happy is my driver and bodyguard, though.
Oh, oof. God damn it! That's right. I lost both the kids in the divorce. Thank you, Callie. So I get up to the helicopter, and whoever my pilot is, I say, get me to the expo.
You board the plane and takes off and starts heading over to the expo. Rhodey, you're headed downstairs?
I learned my lesson last time. I have a good view from here for coordinating the shield thing. So I'm just going to make sure that Coulson is fully aware that that Obadiah Stane in some sort of Iron Man-ish suit is fighting the Abomination in the hotel across the way.
That is a trademark term, so let's not throw around Iron Man that.
You gotta pay some royalties here. Yeah, so you know, you've got this bird's eye view. You send another message to Coulson at first establishing contact. He's like, I'll call you in a moment. And then you detect some other movement. You see that moving through the outside elevator, there's one on the outside, you know, one of those half circle doohickeys going up the building. You see that there are three people arriving on the floor where Abomination and Ironmonger are fighting. Three guys in military fatigues with these black armored vests. And there's two things that are a little bit perhaps less easily identifiable at first. There's two red kind of boxy looking things that are like hovering inside the elevator with them. And after a quick second, you recognize these as something you'd seen in your weapons buying days, which were only a few short weeks ago, in fact. You recognize these as something that Tony had actually told you about. These were Soviet combat drones. There were things that were really like kind of chintzy knockoffs of stuff that Stark was building to be these basically repulsor technology powered combat drones. But these are the Soviet versions, so these aren't nearly as cool as something that Stark would put out. But he had probably let you know about these and let you know not to buy them because he can build something 100 times better. But so these three soldiers have these two drones in the elevator with them. Elevator arrives on that level, and they look like they're ready to head towards that action. Not away from it, not running away. They don't seem like they're scared at all.
Do they look similar to the assailants from a week ago?
No. So two things. They're not nearly as armored. They have these black Kevlar vests, but they don't have any other tactical armor. They don't have helmets or masks or anything like those people did. Like, those people were very clearly like ready to deploy biological agents if they had to, or whatever they needed to do, like, you know, sleep gas or something like that. Like, those people were like a special ops, you know, going stealthy tactically. These guys look almost like they're like bruisers. Like, these guys are, you know, in their fatigues, they got no other armor on, they're ready to roll up their sleeves and just get into a fight with the Abomination and Ironmonger.
And they have no other identifying marks other than they have some Russian tech with them.
Nothing else identifying now.
Okay. I will relay that we have some unidentified armed units also approaching the fist fight that is currently ongoing in the hotel room. And then I want to, pull up my shield system and see if I can just start accessing what I can to divert any sort of civilian traffic away from the area, so there's not going to be cars going by or anything, like planes or anything that might be going over the area, kind of like divert them away so there's as little witnesses, I guess, also as possible,
right,
that we're going to have to deal with. Okay. Shield stuff. Yep. And then just see what the timeline is on shield teams getting here, and then also message Tony, seeing where he is and asking him where Pepper is, as well as if he's bringing Bruce.
Okay, Pepper, you are in there, like, knocking on the armor that's, like, standing in the closet and, like,
Jarvis.
Why the heck is in the...
Jarvis, let me in. It's Pepper.
When you hear the sound of rocket thrusters kind of behind you, there's a bank of windows in Tony's suite, and you see this like little blip of light that it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's coming straight for that room. And I'll leave this to Leon to describe the rescue armor and how it works when it arrives and armors you up. Go for it.
Sure. The light starts to intensify a bit, comes through, and with a crash through the windows, it sets up immediately next to you, and it's this blue and gold armor, and you know, looks, it's a bit more streamlined than the Iron Man armor. Doesn't appear to have like the typical repulsors or anything like that on it, but it's a little bit more scaled down. It opens up, and a very inviting voice that sounds slightly like Neil Patrick Harris says,
"Good evening, Miss Potts. Please enter the armor."
I'm sorry, who are you? Jarvis! Jarvis, open up!
And the voice replies,
"Jarvis is not the AI system for the rescue armor, Miss Potts. I am Doogie, an onboard medical assistance AI."
Well, Pepper's just seen another rogue Iron Man armor suit, so she's not trusting this right now.
And the armor informs you,
"I've been instructed by Mr. Stark to escort you off the property as quickly as possible without endangering your well-being. Safety first. Miss Potts, please enter the armor."
All right, I call Tony, because what's going on? Yeah, Tony, Tony, why won't Jarvis open your armor for me?
Yeah, Pep, I need you to get into the other armor.
Oh, that is from you? That is from you? Cool, yeah, so I get my own suit now too, and it's like a duo fighting suit.
This is a lending program that is specifically there to get you out. The lease is not in your name. Pepper, I need you to just get in the armor.
Okay, but wouldn't it be better if I had...
Pepper, I need you to just get in the armor.
You know, the Abomination's here, too. It's not
Pepper, I need you to get in the armor.
You said it's just going to take me away? Can I, like, shoot stuff,
the
too?
The armor takes one step forward. And I say, "Pepper, I need you to get the armor." And Doogie responds,
"Miss Potts, please enter the armor so I can escort you to safety."
No, I. But if I'm in your armor, Tony, I can help here. You're not even here yet.
Pepper, I'm gonna need my armor, Pepper. I need you to get into the rescue armor, Pepper.
At this point, I imagine I'm still hearing the fighting and stuff. So it's like, okay, fine, yeah, but so I'm changing the name of your AI.
Can I double check that I get one XP for this is not up for debate, and I've told her 7 times I put her out of harm's way. So I get credit for that?
He's going to be putting everything in the red at this point because he's going to have so much experience points. Why not? So not only do you hear the fighting, but you hear distinctly, like, it's, you know, it's muffled underneath all the sound of like two giant monstrous things pummeling each other, and this armor basically, you know, although it's soothing tones, it is getting increasingly louder as it tells you to enter the armor.
Miss Potts, please enter the armor.
But you distinctly hear a ding of an elevator, and almost immediately there's machine gun fire.
I jump in the armor. I get in that armor.
Now you're getting in the armor? Cool.
Motivation. The machine
Pepper
fire...
needed a reason. Tony's words are not enough.